What will you be doing on Friday? How will you have spent your day? Do you have trouble understanding these questions? Then you should mark your calendar. Language teachers, learners, and other professionals across the United States are celebrating National Grammar Day on March 4th. The holiday celebrates the rules and best practices for the English language. Martha Brockenbro created National Grammar Day in 2008. Brockenbro is the founder of the Society for the Promotion of Good Grammar, or SPOG. SPOG operates a website where Brockenbro writes about different language issues. Brockenbro also wrote a book of advice about grammar and language called Things That Make Us Sick. Minyan Fogarty is organizing National Grammar Day celebrations this year. She wrote the book Grammar Girls: Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. Fogarty appeared on the NBC television program Today on Wednesday. She discussed new additions to the English language. People think that dictionaries choose new words because they're proper, she said. But mostly, they choose words because people use them. The American Dialect Society chooses a word every year that is new or used in a new way. The choice for 2015 Word of the Year was they, used as a gender-neutral singular pronoun. The Oxford English Dictionary adds new words after finding evidence people are using the words often. Researchers for the dictionary also look for evidence the words will be used well into the future. Grammarly is a software application, or app, that can study writing and find grammar mistakes. In preparation for National Grammar Day, Grammarly studied the writing on the Twitter accounts of the 50 people with the most followers in the world. Grammarly counted the average number of mistakes in the writing on all 50 Twitter accounts. The app then listed the top 10 accounts with the fewest mistakes. Comedian Conan O'Brien had the best grammar. He averaged 0.21 mistakes for every 100 words he wrote. Businessman Bill Gates had the second best grammar, with an average of 0.22 mistakes. President Barack Obama came third, with an average of 0.26 mistakes. The National Grammar Day website has many resources for language learners. You can celebrate National Grammar Day by reading our weekly series, Everyday Grammar. I'm Pete Musto.